Hey, Beck. I figured it was easier and quicker for me to answer this via audio. I gotta keep my sitting time at the desk to really focused on work because it's painful for me to sit and type. So the question or premise that you said was something I'm paraphrasing. I would hope that if you realize that you would lose your family when you moved, that you would have stayed instead, basically is the notion. And I think I have three things, three problems with that presumption. The biggest one, well, I don't know if it's the biggest one, is that I think it's a false premise that distance is the reason for the exile or whatever, for me being excluded from the family. I just don't buy it. You travel, Wendy travels. If it, you know, for mom, it's a semi-valid excuse. Mom doesn't go anywhere. You guys do travel. California is just as legitimate of a place to travel to as Florida, as Massachusetts, as North Carolina, as in Wendy's case, Oklahoma, and so on. Is distance an excuse for less visits? Absolutely. You know, it's more costly and so on. Is there any way that distance is the reason for zero visits in 18 years? No. Nope. I do not buy that. 18 years of no visits is not about distance. So that's number one. I think that distance helped expose, you know, a reality. So that gets to number two. Number two is, so if in 1998, someone said to me, Lance, if you move, what you're going to discover is that your family is not going to, you know, move with you. And I don't mean move with you, but is not going to follow you on your journey over there. They're not going to come visit you. They're not going to engage in that part of your life. They're going to kind of write you off as this, like, forgotten, often the faded distance relative. They're going to Uncle Smokey you, coin a phrase. So I'm told that in 1998. Does that make me reconsider doing it? Or does that make me reconsider what the fuck is going on with my family that they would exclude me in such a way that, you know, that they would use the excuse of distance and that would just expose their general disinterest and lack of support in me, their general not believing in me and all that sort of thing. Or in your case, just dislike, you know, that show that, well, you know, Becky just doesn't like you enough to visit you if there's effort or distance or cost or any of that involved. Doesn't like you enough to want to know about your life in California and be a part of it. So if someone said that, you know, that's what you'll find out if you move, Lance, I mean, it would be helpful news, but is that going to stop me from moving? To know that my family doesn't actually genuinely give a fuck about me? And that if I move far enough away, that lack of giving a fuck will be exposed? I'm not sure that's works the way that you think it works. And that gets to number three. Number three is another way to restate what you're saying is, if you knew that you would lose the support of your family and lose connection, that your family would, you know, essentially gradually stop connecting with you if you pursue your dreams. So we say, instead of moving, we say, pursue my dreams. So the choice you have to make, Lance, is pursue your dreams or stay with the family that won't support you if you pursue your dreams. Again, I don't think it works out the way that you seem to be implying it works out. I think that choice speaks to I think that dilemma speaks to a different conclusion, a different choice than you're talking about. Because if your family's not going to support you, if you pursue your dreams, then what fucking good are they anyway? So you get to not pursue your dreams, you get to stay where you are. Stayed, in this case, is stayed in East Hampton. You know, living above the laundromat, working at fucking Delivery Express. Or go pursue my dreams of entrepreneurship and social entrepreneurship and, you know, potential wealth and fame and all the different things that I was trying to go after and still am. So, you know, I don't think so. I get what you're thinking, which is like, you know, would you really leave your family if you knew that it was going to be so kind of final? But, you know, I left to go pursue my dreams again, and I didn't go to Mars. I didn't go to China. You know, I'm in the United States, in California, where a lot of people go to pursue their dreams. So my choice was rational and in my best interest. And what did I lose? You know, ultimately, like a family that doesn't give enough of a shit about me to, like I said before, follow me on my dreams to this new place. And again, I don't mean move here, but I mean, you know, join me on my journey, be part of it and supportive of it. And yeah, maybe, you know, visit once every, 5 years? Is that not a reasonable thing to expect of a family? So, there's your answer. Probably not what you were thinking. And here's a slight addition a few days later, as I was going to send it to you. I realized there's another way to phrase all this that just gets to the heart of the matter, which is, if you knew, Becky, if you knew that you would have to, that you would lose your family, your birth family, you know, us, if you went with Jim and married Jim and had Cecily and Jacob and had that family, if you knew you would lose your other family in order to do that, would you still do it? Would you still go with Jim and marry him and all that? Or would you give all that up so that you could stick with your original family who would abandon you if you went with Jim?